doing? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
How are you?
Great.
Take us through day one, Trey. How was it?
Day one, it was fun, man. It was, you know, just glad to be able to be back out there, you know, coming from the spring now to the fall, man. It just feels good to be back. You know, football is back in College Station, getting ready to game plan, get ready for Northwestern State.
How'd you think the tempo was out there?
Tempo was real good, man. We you know, we had fun out there, getting back into things. You know, the sun was out, so, you know, that's a battle we was fighting through. But, you know, just getting back in the groove of things. Freshmen was getting out there, getting in the groove of things. It was real fun.
Yeah. Coach was talking about quarterbacks need to win the team before officially named starter. Mm-hmm. In y'all's mind, what does it take to win y'all over?
You know, a guy that's consistent. You know, a guy that's consistent and can go out there and lead the team as a leader that can be the best, you know, best deal for us offense, you know, and leading us offense and defense. You know, the quarterback effect, the whole deal of the game, the whole tempo, and, you know, a guy that controls the whole team. So, you know, we're just looking for that guy, and whoever emerges, so be it.
Was that something y'all kept an eye on when y'all were in 7-on-7, you know, throughout the summer, or just kind of hanging around the locker room? I mean, how do you guys gauge that?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that you always keep an eye on because, you know, we're brothers and collectively we're always together and the coaches aren't always around us. So, you know, we're looking for a guy that can go out there and lead us, like I said, a good leader, man. So, you know, throughout the 707, you know, both of those guys, you know, did that well. So, we, you know, now we're going out there and compete and see who can take it out on the field.
What do you think they did best this summer? I mean, what do you think they've improved on?
Yeah, they both of them became more vocal. You know, both of those guys became more vocal and led us on and off the field, you know, calling more on player-led practices and getting us together collectively and getting better, you know, on and off the field. When we did the 7-on-7, both of those guys took charge and led vocally and physically and got us ready.
How do their leadership strategies, how are they different?
They aren't too much different. You know, they both have the same intangibles. You know, they're both vocal. You know, they both can go out there and sling the rock, and they both, you know, can go out there and just hold us together, hold us responsible as a team. You know, both of those guys can't really separate them because they both have the same, you know, same qualities. It's just now we're going to go out there and compete and see who can take the job on the field.
What are you looking forward to working on specifically for you?
Me specifically, you know, just getting stronger. You know, throughout the whole offseason, you know, working with Coach Smitty, man, he's put us in great position to get stronger and faster. So now it's just getting stronger, implementing that into my game, you know, running between the tackles, you know, breaking tackles, and, you know, trying to implement that into my game.
That strength and conditioning, can you feel that? You know, it's just the first day, but can you feel the difference?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, man. You know, going through the whole spring and the whole summer, now I can feel that, man. Feel it from my body changing, getting a lot stronger, you know, a lot faster. And now, you know, running between those tackles, because you have to be strong, you know, with the SEC. It's a man's league, so I can definitely feel that.
You mentioned a bunch of those fresh faces. Who are some guys that stood out to you throughout the summer and stood out today in the running back group?
No one in particular. You know, the whole freshman class collectively, you know, they had a great offseason. They had a great summer. All those guys came in willing to work, and all those guys are ready to go out there and make plays. And today, you know, all those guys, you know, went out there and made the plays that they needed to, and everybody's getting ready to go out there and have a great season.
How important is it for those young guys to understand the tempo with which you guys practice and to get to that level?
It's extremely important because this is a league, you know, where anybody can make a play. You know, there's no time limit and there's no age on, you know, who can go out there and make plays, who can be a leader. It could be a freshman, it could be a senior, you know, so because Fisher always implement that on the guys, you know, freshmen go out there and do the best that you can because you never know that you can be that guy starting or, you know, it could be a senior. So just going out there and making the plays and doing the best that they can.
Do you think today's tempo is where it needs to be for the rest of fall camp and into the season, or does it need to even step up more?
Not at all. You know, we went out there and we had a great day, you know, but you know, honestly, as a leader and as a captain, I see that we can also improve. We can improve in every area. Definitely, we can always improve. And to get to the championship level that we want to be, we always have to improve. You know, but today is day one. You know, we have a lot more days to get ready, and we're going to go out there and do that collectively.
Was Coach this kind of the same way that you remember him in spring, or was the intensity a little bit more now that there's an actual game this month?
Yeah, Coach Fisher, and he's not going to change at all. Even if we were in the spring, he's still going to hammer us, and his attention to detail is always going to be there. You know, that's why I respect him so much as a man, because he's the guy that he poses to be, whether it's spring, off season, or it's in the fall. He's going to always be there, strong attention to detail and getting us ready.
So what's the biggest difference you see in the locker room this time this year versus this time last year?
You know, we're a lot more collectively as brothers, man. You know, last year we kind of, you know, we could have came together more as brothers, but now, you know, just working and, you know, just growing together as brothers. You know, Coach Smitty, he's a guy that came in. He's not just a strength and conditioning coach. He's a great mentor. You know, he's a guy that, you know, implement us as captains to, you know, come out there and lead and drive us together and drive us to come together as brothers. And I definitely feel like we've come together as brothers a lot more.
When you lose a guy like Christian Kirk, made a lot of plays, you know, kind of dominated the ball at times in leads like that, is it up to one guy to step up and fill that void? Are you hoping three or four guys can make up for all that production?
Yeah, I mean, definitely anybody can step into that role, but I always give applause to Christian, man. He was a great guy. You know, when I came in as a true freshman, man, he was a guy that he took me under his wing, man, and he showed me how to be a leader. He was a natural born leader. He took a lot of guys under his wing to be a leader, man. So, but definitely losing him, it definitely hurts, but, you know, things happen and guys move on, and we have to grow as leaders and come together, and a new group of guys got to stand up and lead us.
What's the toughest thing about the first day of camp?
Just getting back in the groove of things, you know, getting your body back into the rhythm of going out there and running for 2 hours, running, being able to go out there and, you know, putting your effort and putting your drive into every play. You know, it's just a thing that you got to get back into, but, you know, it's the first day, and just take a couple of days and you'll be back in the groove of things.
Trey, with Jimbo's offense, what's different for you in terms of scheme, or what are things that are different that maybe you have to do, maybe you didn't have to do in the past?
You know, just it's more of a mental game now. You know, with the spread, you know, it was a lot more simpler, but now it's a pro style offense. So you got to focus more on the small intangibles, you know, like blocking and you know, running inside zone, you know, and stuff like that, and running out into your pass route. You know, it's just a lot of little things, because one play can be made into five other plays. You know, you can audible, but it's nothing too much, but definitely those little components.
With under center snaps and turn around, hand it off to your lineup 7 yards deep, I guess, how much of an adjustment is that for you, if at all? I know you spent a lot of last year in the gun. Is it an adjustment for you?
Yes, it's definitely an adjustment, man, but I love it. You know, I love the role that I'm taking on, you know, coming from the backfield, coming out from under the center, but I enjoy it. You know, last year coming from the spread, you know, being on side of the quarterback, but we definitely still have those formations now that we still run, but now, you know, mainly being in the I formation and under the center, it's real fun. So I'm looking forward to it, and have a great year.